evening, everyone. Good evening. Are you radiant tonight? Let's hope you're radiant tonight. This is Veronica Entwistle, and I want to talk about becoming more and more radiant in order to be what we were calling it the other day is being the GPS in your world. You want to know where you're going. You want to know what your life path is going to be all about. You want to know how conscious you are and so on. It's amazing that if you know anything about astrology, numerology, any of the ologies that are in the alternative world, okay, you know that there's a lot of designated direction for you and for me. A bunch of us were looking up the North Node the other day. Jan Spiller's work on the North Node is really great. But the North Node in your chart tells kind of where you're headed as a soul. And it's really fun to think, because somebody said, God, I don't know what my life is all about. I think I need a GPS. And I said, well, we are the GPS. We're supposed to be the GPS. And we started to giggle about that. But your track is different than mine, and mine is different than Bob's, and Bob's is different than our dog's. And it's just because everybody's been born under a certain kind of energy influence or frequency influence and so on. And you've had so many reactions to life because as your life goes on, you've had so many experiences. And in each of those energy reactions to life, you kind of cap off, sometimes anyway, we can cap off what is the natural, ebullient flow of energy that's running through you and through me, that stream that wants to cut its own divots through the planet and through our species. It's just so interesting. Last week I was talking about consciousness, which is probably what we're always talking about, but consciousness and how it relates to energy and fields and frequency. And this week I want to talk about us becoming a more conscious GPS in our own world. And remember, we've got to go into all kinds of discussions or awarenesses about what blocks our GPS from faithful service. How do you lose yourself? Well, we get simple things like desire, determination. We get huge influences. I often kind of razzmatazz about the media, the mainstream media, and it radiates out into the world huge amounts of fear. So we all kind of we're permeated with this incredible fear, which we're contagious, so we kind of breathe everybody else's fear about this or that, whether it's about security or money or relationships. What is it we used to say in literature? Every novel is about life and death and money. And actually, every novel is about people struggling with basic things of life. And you and I want to be also very philosophical and spiritual and conscious as well, right? But in any case, we get that fear pumped at us all the time. We compete and compare with all the people around us. So that's not following our GPS. That's dedicated, remember the old song, dedicated followers of fashion. It's the fashions of fear, and it's the fashions of where we're going. And you know, and I know, I did that interview in May with Peter Calhoun. Oh my gosh, I loved that. And I have re-listened to that. I think I mentioned it last week a number of times. And he essentially, he doesn't say ever about the GPS. He's not a technological, he's not a fan of technology. So, but he is technology in the sense of, I want to go back to what my point is. My point is if you want to become the GPS, and he's saying that he first perceived our planet as absolutely surrounded by this huge, I was calling it a skin because I kind of see it too, but this huge miasma or atmosphere of fear and so on. And underneath it, how he, this is when he was opening up to being an intuitive, he suddenly saw people walking kind of bent and stooped shoulders, and he realized at that point in his life that to become who you really are, to really use that GPS and really shake the cobwebs out of our head that are supplied to us from, you know, other, even other levels of consciousness, or other groups of people and all of that, it takes a heck of a lot of strength. And it takes conscious use of your personal strength, and it takes that refusal to succumb or bend your shoulders over. It takes a refusal, a rejection of all authority. I don't mean in a terribly cruel way. I mean in a, like, ask questions, ask yourself all the time, is this right? Is this good? Is this good for me? Is this who I am? Because you can't use your own inner compass or your own inner GPS if you don't stop and really question the streams that you're flowing down. Am I just flowing down a stream because it's there and because I don't have to think? Or am I actually flowing in the direction that is going to, let's go back to astrology charts just for fun. I hope Deb's listening or some of my friends who are astrologers. But are you just doing it because you have a Mars that wants you to become an amazing contributor through inventions, or are you somebody who's supposed to be looking after lots of children? And how can you tell that? Because it's right there in your chart. It tells you where you're trying to head. Are you becoming more and more perceptive? Are you becoming a healer? Or are you becoming safe and worrying mostly about security? Now, we have to be secure. I'm not preaching let's not be secure. We all want to be secure. But many people stay unconscious so that they can be secure in the collective organization of businesses. And it's interesting because I think there's some corruption out there. Woohoo! I guess I'm the only one that's noticed that, right? So let's start with our group meditation for our coherence so that you and I... You see, when we talked about being run by the collective mind or the marketing that's coming from mass media and so on, right, we were talking also about what we do in our meditation is find a coherence. And when there's a coherence, that means people wanting to drop into a kind of spiritual truth and a spiritual reality, cleaning up the extra thoughts and feelings that aren't their own way out in their mind and so on and so forth. When you clear it all at the same time and you become connected to higher forces, not the collective that's at the fear level, but higher forces, and a whole bunch of us do it at a time, it's like we can shake the dust off our thoughts and feelings off our hearts, and once again, our radiance can pop up, and we can really be those beings that Peter Calhoun's vision, and probably your visions and mine too, have shown us, is that if you have the strength of character, the strength of purpose, you can pop out of that funny, thick, fear-based skin that goes round and round and round the world. And a lot of us have read this before from great teachers, that ideas, brilliant, brilliant ideas, go through more than one mind at a time, right? So you might be an inventor coming up with a brilliant idea, but you're not the only one on the planet that's getting that idea. I can't think of any examples, but I know throughout history that's been fairly common. So people can arm wrestle, I got it first, but the chances are pretty good that more than one of you got it at a time. So if we sort of moved into a collective that was consciously chosen and brilliant ideas came through more than one idea at one mind at a time, I wonder if we couldn't increase the rate that those waves of change and transformation and evolution vibrate all around the planet, lifting more and more people. So we're starting small, maybe, here on Global Radio. My name is Veronica Entwistle, and I'm so excited to talk to you tonight. We're going to do our group meditation, and then I want you to call in and talk to me about how your life is going, and what do you think about radiating consciously, and what are some of the stumbling blocks in your world? How have you lost yourself? Can we help you find yourself? Can we maybe laugh together? So look on your screen and you'll see the numbers there. In the meantime, let's let's do our meditation. And I'd like you to take a couple of deep breaths. So close your eyes unless you're pirouetting on the edge of a cliff or something dangerous like that, riding your unicycle. Breath to clean out that old loaded mind. And let's call in above your head about 2 miles, a golden ball, below your spine about 40 feet, another golden ball. And now drop a filament of light from the upper golden ball down through the spine into the lower golden ball. Excellent. Now from the upper golden ball to about waist height, drop a four-sided pyramid. Oh my, it's beautiful, it's gold. And spread the bottom of that pyramid out so you got lots of room to move. And then upside down, with its point going into the lower golden ball, another golden pyramid. When you put them base to base, you've got yourself an eight-sided figure called an octahedron. And then inside that octahedron, can you see the octahedron, the eight-sided figure? And inside that octahedron, you've got yourself a crystal ball. Yeah, a beautiful shimmering crystal ball. And inside of that, there's a star tetrahedron. It looks like your Merkaba. I like to think of it as a three-dimensional Star of David. Okay, you guys, I know that's not exactly right, but that's what I use for fast vision. Put yourself into a Merkaba or a three-sided or a star tetrahedron, three-dimensional. And now we're going to spin and spin and spin and spin and spin and spin and spin. And whilst you're spinning, take a look in front of you at magical screens. And on these screens, we're going to create some movie. And the first movie is going to be you becoming what you really want to become. Mm-hmm. I'm going to change mine. I always tell you I want to become consciously multidimensional, coming from the heart. And I love to see myself doing that. And to a degree, I think I'm doing that. But I have another thing in mind, okay? I kind of want to be an entertainer. I want to move forward and have fun doing television and radio and loving my work and doing new things and writing books. Oh, my goodness. I see myself as an entertaining teacher. How's that? What do you see yourself as? I want you to phone in a while and tell me. And now we see ourselves becoming that, and we get really excited, don't we? Good. Now wrap that in light and move it over to the side. We have another screen, and on that screen, you're going to see your product or something that you're creating coming to fruition. It could be a book. It could be all those things I was talking about. It could be a home and a family. It could be a bank account, or it could be a conscious community, anything you want. Could be a swimming pool. Oh, my goodness. It could be anything. But, hey, we're going big here. And now see all the resources, the people, the time. Everything is flowing together to help you create your favorite project here. And you see the pieces coming together. You see the pieces coming together, and it's wildly successful as you find yourself putting all the finishing touches on, and you feel almost kind of, not smug, but you know that kind of glowing, woohoo, I did it. And then see all the resources and time and the people coming to actually sustain your project, whatever it is, to keep it going as long as it needs to go. Wow, it feels so good. Wrap it in light, move it to the side. And then we're going to turn over here, and we're going to do the Galactic Healing Center. Good. And remember, we have our healing team, wonderful beings of light. And then we could bring some of their wonderful beings of light that are around each one of them in as well. Because it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. And there's a table. They're standing around a table, and they're going to do some healing work. And you're the first person to go in and lie on the table. I'm the first person to lie on the table in my Galactic Healing Center. Hop up on that table. Maybe you've got an issue, something you want to heal. Maybe you don't. Maybe you have to ask them what it is you need to work on. In any case, let's just get to work here. And if you do, whilst you're lying there, they may tell you a few things about yourself. So pay attention. That's a gift, isn't it? Excellent. Good. And can you feel that? I sure can. You know what I'm feeling for me is I feel a whole bunch of grief that's being moved out of me. I don't know if it's mine, but I think it is, actually. I want to say, oh, it's someone else's. But no, we're all empathic. You and I are empathic. Some of us are way more empathic or more extremely empathic than others. But in any case, that doesn't really matter. What matters is that we are an empathic species. So you feel the feeling and release it. And quite often, you can tell who it was that you got that feeling from. So you can say, oh, Mary Lou's very grief-struck. I can feel it in my chest. And then you can clear it. Don't panic about it. We all want to get away from each other. But the older I get, the more I realize, well, we can't do that. But it helps us to understand, to have compassion, and to know how one another feels, doesn't it? So we can be that huge, huge, vibrational, coherent community out there that's had waves and waves of evolution. We already talked about that. Now we're participating. So wrap yourself in light and move that over to the side, and our team will also move to the side to keep you stewing under their beautiful energy. And we have a new table, and the team will replicate themselves around the table. And we're going to bring in some people. Good. I want to bring in a woman who has some terrific back problems. She's a young woman, and she's had some really spooky influences in her life. And I don't want to get all dark and all that. But I want our healing team, which is so noble and so powerful, to absolutely neutralize those influences that she experienced some years back that keep attracting. Yeah, it keeps attracting more and more as we say it stuck. There we are. Because some people have had sort of extreme sexual abuse or emotional abuse or physical abuse or psychic abuse or blah, blah, blah. And what happens is you get these black things inside your body, the kind of black energy blobs, and those attract matching fields. So the art of clearing a lot of these old patterns is, it's kind of incessant at times. Seems like we've had so many lifetimes that we have a lot of stuff in us. We're very infinite. Apparently, it's like Doctor Who's phone booth. That it's big once you get inside of it, you know. So you're big once we get inside of you. So I want to bring in this woman who has, she's a lovely woman, but she had some very negative interferences when she was a lot younger. And now for 11 years, she's been going through, I'll call it hell, having all these attractions that keep making her sick. And we're asking, yeah, there's the healing team now. What's happening? What's happening with you? I want you to put some of your own abuse issues. Everybody's got them. Come on, you're a human being, right? Or are you all human beings? Do we have any ETs here? Okay. Raise your hand. All right. Now we're going to wrap her in light. And any of the rest of you, ask the healing team. Remember how magical they are. So you can bring them over to you if you're back on the table, or if you have someone on the table who has abuse issues. Good work. Good work. And move it over to the side and have your team replicate themselves. And now we have a fresh table, don't we? A fresh table. Now let me see who we're going to bring in this time. Oh, I know who it is. There's somebody who was in the hospital because he has some clots in his legs, and he's had a really hard time lately. He's very, very fragile and vulnerable. But it's interesting. So let's think about blood and what the blood means and what clots mean. And now he's in the hospital, and he's the clots started to fire off. So now they've done some surgery to remove them. So let's just send a whole lot of light and let the healing team do some of their magic. They do a lot of magic. Yes, they do. We call magic anything that we can't really explain. It's beyond the wildest fantasy, right? A little bit more. Who have you got on the table? And you can tell me about it after when you call in. My guides and angels like this one. They keep showing me how some of these clocks are being melted by the medical work that's being done, but we're also melting one that's building up in the thigh and another place. Good. But they're saying that the reason for it is what they're wanting to get to. Part of it is coming from his tension and how he holds the tension in his body. There we go. Good work. And I have one more, so let's wrap him in light and let the team work with him until he gets to be feeling stronger and stronger. It's kind of interesting because the next woman is, she doesn't have a long time left on this planet. She has extreme ovarian cancer, and she's gone through many, many chemos, many, many experimental treatments, and they assume that she's not going to last much longer. I think she's been at it for like 4 years. Nobody thought she'd last that long. She's doing extremely well and has become very peaceful and very spiritual. But I'd like us to work on her. But like with my friend, with the blood clots that are releasing, and with this friend who is going to transit fairly soon and has found a very deep level of peace. In both cases have people who love them, who are supporting them. And those people are having quite a hard time just being in this extenuating circumstance that is threatening every day, you know, for a long period of time. That's quite tricky, isn't it? Praying, being conscious and full of hope. But we're just going to have them each on the table. For both of those people, let's see some support people on another table, and we're going to just send them wonderful healing energy so that they're resilient and resourceful and are feeling the nurturing that comes from these amazing, amazing beings of light that are all around. Good. Thank you. Wow. One of them in particular has shifted radically. He can feel this. And then we'll wrap them in light, move it over to the left. And now we're going to bring in our political one. Woohoo! People are back to work. Wow, isn't that about time? All right, so it looks like we're going to bring in that situation in the government. Because I think one of the things that's happening is we're seeing, I'm not going to talk politics because I'm really not that astute about it, but what we're seeing is that there's an awful lot of power stuff going on. It's more about that than helping people have a, let's go back to coherent, conscious world community where we're all looked after and we all look after each other. We don't have that. We have a kind of a competitive, I need the power and I'm going to strong arm it and you're not going to get it and I'm going to get it and I'm going to stop you and you're going to stop me. It's the way it's been going. So I would really like us to pray in and have the healing teams work with us on absolutely imbuing and infusing a sense of consciousness in through, we'll send them up to the perineum of anyone that's in any kind of political situation that can have any impact on working as a coherent, life-loving participant in a group. Leadership in this country. Not a nice thing to think of. A loving, powerful, innovative, creative. That's right. Now let's feel the beautiful orangey, pinky, radiant, even salmon-y color, not Franken salmon, but real salmon, colored pink that comes down from the universe. The universe is really downloading some powerful energies these days, coming down and moving up through, there we are, through the perineums of as many people in power as you can find. There we are. And we just feel those amazing streams of light come in. When we're conscious, we do things for one another, don't we? We help each other. Not about scrapping over the last potato. It's even the last potato. It's just marketed that way. Good work. And you can feel that energy moving up through them all. And the healing teams, let's have them bring in their healing teams, bring in their healing teams, bring in their healing teams. I have a CD that goes, there's 100,000 angels by the side. So let's use that image, okay? There we are. There we are. We're sending a lot of healing energy up through them all. We have a crowded healing table. And it's just basking in this amazing light. Showers of light. Move it on up through. And now let's wrap it all in light and move it over to the left. And now, that's you and I once more. We're going to call it in from the universe, this amazing light up. What is it, of sharing, of love, of harmonizing, of coherent unity, oneness, and have it come down through the top of the head and roll round and round in your head, round and round in your neck, down your shoulders, down your arms, through your hands, and now your hands are just radiating this beautiful healing light. And I want you to reach out and pat the globe anywhere the Mother Earth, anywhere she's hurting, or any of her people are hurting, where people are sick, where people are really poor, where people are buying into the fear. Yeah, let's just keep patting it all. And where the rape of the planet needs to be healed. Yeah, we're just going to pat it here, pat it there, pat it everywhere with this illness. Corruption, greed, fear, violence, war. Good work. Nope. Okay. Good work. All round and round and round the planet. Round and round and round the planet. Until the whole planet is lovingly swaddled instead of with this great thick fear kind of cloud. With this beautiful, radiant, absolutely possible harmonizing energy where everyone can feel the love and have that light move round and round and round the planet up through your hands, your arms, roll round and round in your heart, right? And then move up through your neck and shoot out through your head and way out into the great central sun. And then pop back down and swirl around your body into the core of the earth. Good. Right into the core of the earth. That kind of stabilizes us and helps us to belong. Now let's turn around and close off our Galactic Healing Center. Thank you for being there, you magical place. Hi, my name is Veronica Entwistle. What's your name? I want you to call in and tell me all about you, and I'll tell you all about you, too, so we both have something in common here. Actually, I work with my guides and my angels and your guides and your angels, too, and they will say a lot about you. We also do a lot of energy work, and sometimes we see spirits. Spirits are really helpful when they come in and they really want to help us unhook from stuff that's keeping us behind. So call in 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008. I'm expecting you to call in, doodly-doo. How many of you heard Paradigm Shifters on Tuesday night? We had Galexis on. It was such a good show. Oh, my gosh. They are so brilliant, and so is Ginger. we talked a lot about things that are happening in the collective, like there's so much cancer and there's so many people choosing to die these days. And what do you make of cancer? We had some really wonderful conversations like that. One of the questions that I have all the time is, what does that say about our collective? Like, what's going on in our social, how about this, our social mind, our maybe not so coherent mind, but our mind that we all share with its deep beliefs and so on. What's going on in there that brings cancer into such a widespread kind of situation? Very, very interesting conversation. And let's talk also about death and the movement through various stages of consciousness. We all know that we die a lot. We don't just die once. And if we died so many darn times, why are we so afraid of it? Why is it so taboo in our society? I really recommend that you get hold of the podcast and take a look at what Galexis had to say about that. It was a really, really fun and exciting show for me. It was really kind of pointed, stuck to the point. Usually I'm all over the place, apparently, so they tell me. How many of you do listen to the podcast from Paradigm Shifters? I'd like some more feedback. Every now and then I get some incredible feedback from you, but sometimes you forget. So, qualian, I say. So let's talk about, since you're not calling, I'm going to reach out and talk to someone. Okay. Now, you know what I'm seeing there? There's a kind of a hopeless feeling going on out there. And you know what? Some of the, I'm looking at a, okay, I see. Okay, so I'm looking at a woman who, I think that you're very good at what you do most of the time. And what's happened is you've lost your job, and then you lost another job, and then there was this shutdown. And I want to say to you, honey, don't lose your faith in the fact that you're a really good worker, because none of that stuff was about you, really. Of course it was. Everything's about us. It's all about me, you know. I like to say that. However, in your case, that there's something really interesting happening in our society. We talked about the shift, and there's a big change coming up for you. And one of the things you're learning as you go through these crazy times that are leaving you kind of nonplussed about yourself is that you are capable of unfolding some deepening creativity, and that's going to put you, you're going to go forward. You're timid, but you get another job, and then all of a sudden, ga-boing, as if you've opened up like a rose in the springtime or in the summer, and you're suddenly headed for the job of your life. Not just the job, but it's like a business, or it's like a personal quest job, a job that brings your personal process. Remember at the beginning, and I was talking about whether it's your astrology, or that we have some designated guides. Oh, goody, I'm going to talk to you in just a minute. But we have designated guides in our life, and we start off with our astrology chart and so on. And I want to say, and sometimes we don't bother reading it, but sometimes when we do, we have more clues about who we are and where we're headed. And I want to say to my sweet friend out there who keeps thinking, you think you've messed up, that you've created a mess for yourself. But we want to say what you've done is you keep cracking into the shell you've created to get along with our planet and its crazy point of view. And what's going to open up, I said it was like a rose in the spring or the summer. All of a sudden, you're going to be right attuned to your soul's journey, your mission on this planet. And I really love it for you. So don't despair, sweetie, and you can call in and tell us all about it. But right now I have another caller, so you're on the air, and I'm glad you're there.
Hi,
Carol.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Can you hear me?
Not very well. Do you want to call in again?
Yeah, I'll try again.
All right, darling. Now, there's another woman who's working to find her own soul journey, you know? I want to say that there's another person that I'm seeing before Carol calls in again. There's another person I'm seeing, and it's a gentleman, and he feels very, this man is very, I think he's British, I don't know. He's very emotional, and he's feeling kind of crushed because the system that he was in is, the system that he was in work-wise has kind of disbanded, and now he thinks he's too old to regroup. But as I said at the beginning, and he's probably an engineer or something, but as I said at the beginning, this guy's very, very emotional, and he's been crushed. So guess what? I want to say to him, hey, you, I see you out there, and I know you're a lot of fun, and you're really tender, and you're really nurturing, and you can be very grumpy when you can't get your own way, or you can't have the parameters of success as you've understood them. But you're going to turn around, and you're going to help a lot of people get through a similar kind of thing, because that emotional part of your nature that you've stifled is very capable of going back into the empathy we were talking about at the beginning of the show, really truly understanding how other people feel and being able to perceive deep within the kind of intrinsic gifts these people have and how it can be used for the greater good. You're going to give much greater service than you think. And I don't know if you're going to be famous for it. I don't think so. I think you're going to have like a small famosity if that's the case. But they're going to be very, 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 very appreciated by, it'll be like a growing number of people that come through your experience. I don't know whether you're going to start a group for reformatting your life, that it has some kind of entrepreneurial connection or something. It's something you're going to do. So I send you much love and appreciation and say, go for it and let us know what's going on. And we have our caller. I don't know if it's Carol. Is that you?
Yeah, it's him.
Good job. How are you?
I'm in a lot of systemic pain.
So I'm going to say to you, what does it mean to have systemic pain, Carol?
You're asking me, or you're going to tell me?
No, I'm asking you.
Well, it's just a pain that just gets out of control. I got a call back from Wayne, and he said he's treated other people with this kind of pain, and he just doesn't know how to deal with it.
Oh, and so the problem is that it goes when he's treating like your leg, and then it goes up to the shoulder, that sort of thing?
Yeah, he said after he treats somebody with systemic pain, then they just pain all over. You know, they get it all through their shoulders, and it goes down there and into their hips and into their legs, and, you know, just creates its own pathways or something. He doesn't exactly understand it.
And that's what you have right now?
Yeah. Yep. It's just been ongoing since he treated me, you know, and it hasn't let up.
Where's the worst part of it?
It feels like the worst part is through the shoulders and then going straight down into the hips.
Okay, so I just want to say this to everybody at home. One of the things that happens in Carol's our teaching tool tonight is one of the things that happens when you've had a lot of emotional and psychological suppression, and we could pick a billion reasons why we would ever have that, where you're stifling old pains and you're not letting yourself feel them and so on. And then as you get a little bit older and you've had enough trauma, your body refuses to hold it down and keep it numb anymore. So I'm watching Carol and a bunch of my other clients, too. This happens, that what happens is you have it like a network of how you hold pain. And in your case, they're a little kind of scars in the bones. They're not scars, but they're as if this is where you got dinged. This is where the pain hit. And the fact that you're coming out of having an absolute debilitating amount of pain tells us that your body, your bones, and your muscle connections have all been suppressing, and they're all trying to release, and it makes a huge network of pain. You see? You see what I mean? It's like the energy system, as if you had it. It's like the framework inside of you. And so I'm saying if we go into the shoulders where you're really in pain, my sense of you is we keep it going through your, we go through the shoulders, and it starts to move, even hits the stomach, the left hip, it goes into the knees, it's down at the feet, and we keep going at it and at it until it keeps rolling, because it will thin out. But you know this, Carol's had a lot of chronic pain, and so many other people have as well. And you know this, that when we get it moving, sometimes it hurts more for a while, doesn't it? And that's because...
Well, I think I'm just now beginning to get it. It's taken a long time, but you've helped me a lot with that, and I thank you for that.
You're kind of my star pupil, not just mine, several people's. But,
So in a way, I'm really doing good, right?
You're doing really well, yeah, I would say.
And
I'm sorry it still hurts.
Really,
what's that?
Didn't really hurt, just activated everything.
Yeah, exactly. Only I'm saying we need to keep it moving, because remember, energy doesn't die. It doesn't want to die, but energy always changes form, doesn't it?
Right.
So it's moving and moving, and you had tremendous trauma locked in your body, girl.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Some people would have given up years ago or taken OxyContin or whatever it's called.
I tried that.
Was it fun?
It did not help. Did not help at all.
No. Well, what I'm seeing here is there's such an improvement. And I'm sorry it still hurts, but you've got tremendous improvement going on.
Great.
And most
I'll have to tell, back and tell him he was feeling kind of bad. So,
yeah, most of us healers want to make everybody better right now, but in some conditions, in some cases, the process can be very slow, and it has a lot to do with what you're learning and how you're doing it, and some people just give up, you know. You're not doing that.
Yeah.
You're marvelous.
Well, thank you very much.
Oh, Wayne. No, it's true. So I want everybody, and I'm going to use you as a teaching tool. So you can hang up and listen if you like, or you can stay on it, whatever you wish.
But I'll hang up.
Okay, thanks for your call. You're always inspiring.
Thank you very much.
All right. And so I'm saying to everybody at home, pick a place where you hurt, okay? Pick a place where you're aching, even if it's a little wee. Even if it's a little wee pain, and if you're going to go into it. Now, you see, I'm going into my... And remember we talked about the GPS part of us? We're going to go back into that. So mine is I'm picking the knee, okay? And now, what are you picking? Somebody's picking an elbow. Somebody's picking a... Ooh, somebody's got a terrible leg. Right? Yeah. And somebody else is picking a, I guess it's the spleen area. Somebody else is picking the sternum. You've got lots of grief, have you? So I'm just saying, okay, let's everybody enter a pain in your body. And we can always find a pain. Come on, don't tell me you never have any pain. Because you're probably numb if you don't. And we got to wake you up. Whack you over the head with a 2x4. Life does that, doesn't it? Okay, now just stay with that. Now, when I go into mine, this is just an example. When I go into mine, it moves up my leg, and I feel a lot of kind of a hollow stomach and a little grief in my chest. Now, if I had lots of time and I wasn't on global radio, I'd probably sit down and figure out what that's about. So I see the woman that has the spleen. It's kind of an edgy, agitated feeling with a little piercing feeling in there. Now, we go into your spleen. It's like your back gets funny up behind it. And then your left, mine is my right leg, but yours is your left. And the foot looks like it's really uncomfortable. There you are. And just stay with that. because your body is a record of kind of the kinds of pain that you've stifled, that you've stuck in there, or sometimes it's a record of where the wear and tear has been really tremendous. And I said at the beginning that if you want to follow your own inner compass or your own inner GPS, sometimes we're distracted or waylaid. Like in Carol's case, she's had chronic pain for so many years, she's been flat in her back, but she's coming on out of it. But her GPS is kind of blinded or dulled or, eclipsed by the noise or the demand of these other pains, isn't it? It's really interesting, isn't it? So what we're seeing here is as she gets even snippets of clearing, or as you get snippets of clearing, as we run through the body and follow where those pains go, if you can stand it, then you have a better chance of tuning in inside and hearing, either seeing kind of visually what it is you really want to be doing, or what really turns your crank, or what makes you very happy, or what kind of artistic pursuits you want, or whether you like people or not. You'll start to be driven toward those kinds of attitudes and opinions, and you'll also start to recognize where your fear is. There you are. And so this is just a kind of a meditation tool for entering into your own body in such a way as to release some of the interference that you have with your own natural flow. Does that make sense? So now we're going to pick somebody else from the audience. Okay. Yeah. I'm watching some of you. One person out there I'm seeing you is incredibly hesitant. You're moving way back away from me as if you're afraid for me to look at you. Well, I'm looking at you anyway. So I'm saying back up, back up, back up. And it's really interesting because that's a really fun thing for me to pick on. You could back up, back up, back up, back up because you're afraid I'm going to see you. I want you to feel that. I want everybody to be afraid of being seen, afraid of being up on the carpet, something like that. Yeah, that's it. And when you do, what happens in your body? You're backing up, you're afraid. Come on, back up, back up. Good. And you know what's really funny about my friend that I was picking on who backed up as soon as I started saying that? She's essentially a very entertaining woman, but her GPS says that. But she herself is refusing that. And I could feel it. Ask your own body if this is true about you. Because I can really feel it in her. It's like, oh, no, no, I couldn't do that. I could never do that. I can't ever be. And I'm laughing going, oh, yeah, you could. And you would really love it. But so often the stuff that we really are being incited to move forward to is the very thing we're going to reject for a while because it really means putting yourself on the line. There's no hiding when you start to really do what's truly your own. Now I'm going to talk a tiny bit about next Tuesday's show, and I don't even know if we're going to be able to do it, but I've put a request out for a doctor, I think his name is Tom Moltaire. He's here in Bellingham, and he gave the most wonderful talk on GMOs the other day. I saw most of it in the co-op here, and I'm going to get him on. He's a nutritionist and, a naturopath and a nutritionist, but he's written books on this GMO thing and what's happened and how GMOs have actually antidoted nutrition out of many, many kinds of food and what we can do about it. I find him really interesting. So I have my call in, and I'm hoping that he'll be really excited to join us because I'm really excited for him to be on. I really wanted to talk about the GMO things. It's a really big deal because our planet, talk about a coherent field and looking after each other and all that. And on this planet, it's funny because we don't look after each other a lot of the time, and we're even killing off the foods. I mean, this is kind of impractical, isn't it? I think I remember Bashar, who's a hybrid from the future, and he's part ET and he's part the future self of his channel being, isn't he? And what he said is his species had, they finally stopped eating. Finally, they were living on beans of some sort because it had whole, complete nutrition. He said, and then they learned not to eat. But they had killed off their own planet, and they were living in a huge ship somewhere. Anyway, this is Veronica Entwistle. I'm going to pick on one more person. And this one gets headaches all the time. Oh, my goodness. Okay. And I want to say those headaches, I want you to pay attention to your own head, all of you. Pay attention to the frontal lobes and in behind your eyes, okay? Just sit there in that part of your body and see what happens. Now, the frontal lobes are how you kind of move forward into the world, to put it really simplistically, right? And it's funny because in a lot of cases, I'm going in there and feeling what you might feel when we focus into the frontal lobe, there's tension, headache up there for the first person that I chose. Maybe all of you don't get headaches, but we're still all focusing in it. And what happens is the legs and the feet get really funny. Can you feel that? And it's really interesting because there's an anxiety and a pain in the frontal lobe. And there's some question about where you're going. And I can feel a fuzzy feeling, a weak feeling in the lower parts of the leg. And I probably am addressing mostly this person who had the headache at the beginning, right? But it might be you as well. Oh, goody, you're on the air. You have 2 minutes. I'm so glad.
It's Jaya.
Hey, Jaya, I've been thinking about you. How are you? Welcome to the show.
And tell me what's coming up for me.
What's coming up for you? Oh, well, you're much happier than you've been, aren't you?
Yeah.
I think that there's a any sign of the resources yet?
Good news about it, but nothing in hand.
Yeah, okay. Because I see that there's more influence. Jaya's waiting for her ship to come in, literally. And it looks like there's some news, a mail. The news is coming from a mail, and it's very close to you right now. The news is. I don't know about the actual resort, you know. And and it looks like your life is lightening up. There are people around you. It's going to be a lot more fun over the next little while. And I know we're headed into winter, but you seem to have a good time. And how's your health? Because it looks like your health is going to be feeling a lot better, too.
I'm good. It's okay.
Are you working?
Sort of part-time.
Well, because it seems like there's an association. You asked what's coming up. I'm saying you're going to be working in association with a couple of other people, and I like it for you. It's really nice. I keep saying you'll be happier. It's a good association. And there's something about work and project and all of you putting your heads together, and that's something you really like. Community, Miss Jaya.
What about, do you see me moving?
I don't this time. I did used to see you moving, but right now, you might move a little bit south, but not very far. That's according to right now. You know, everything can change in a heartbeat, and I know you know that.
And how does it look in January? Something happened?
Well, you know, it's pretty scary to futurize these days because nothing holds. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks like January, February, you are very involved in something new. That's what it looks like.
All right.
And I'm just going to call it something new. I see people, I see plans, I see activity, and I see you feeling very professional about it.
Great.
So thank you for your call, and take care. We'll talk soon.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
All right. Good night. So this is Veronica Entwistle saying, gosh, it was really nice talking to you all tonight, and I want you to practice paying attention to what your body signals are and whether your mind is being focused, if your GPS is being run by the populace, by the media, by fear, by you know, anxiety about security, or are you actually letting its drive move you into the positions that really help you express what's really truly you? Like my friend who was holding back there because she was afraid I was going to talk about her, which indeed I did. She doesn't want to be in the public eye, yet she's got a really strong entertainer, and she would entertain people in order to support whatever the project was. It's a nice form. It's just like we stand way back from what our inner really wants to do. So this is Veronica Entwistle saying, tune into my website, veronicaentwistle.com. Hit the Ask Veronica button and tell me about the guests that you like for Paradigm Shifters, or any feedback you have about this show, or if you'd like a session with me. I love hearing from you all, or sign up for my newsletter. And remember, Galexis is podcasted on veronicaentwistle.com already. And many, many blessings. Thank you so much for listening. Much love and good night.